Blog Talk Radio.
Oh. Oh shit. I hear you.
Happen at work, it can happen at home, it can happen at school, it can happen in a whole variety of ways. So we're going to get into all of that tonight on the Daily Go Get a Business Show. When they don't have no problem leaving work behind for you to do. When they don't have no problem leaving work for you to do, son. Hey, yo, for real, son. Like the first shift left and they didn't finish the shit that they were supposed to do. And now the second shift left and they didn't do the shit that they were supposed to do. And that was third shift, do all the work overnight and that shit just ain't right. Yo, the third shift don't be doing nothing. First shift come in and we got to just, yo. But that's what we talk about tonight on the Daily Go Get a Business Show. You know what I'm talking about, cherry. It's Cinderella day to day. Well, it's the woman day to day with fame. Well, it's Cinderella day to day. Well, it's the woman day to day with fame. What's going on day to day? And I see Emily Dunlap in the house. I said it, Emily. Good to see y'all. Good to see y'all for real. So let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. Well, this your daily, the daily, Go Get a Business Show. We do this every single day, every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby, every day it rains, and the DG will do the same, every day it it rains and the disease will do the same. Every day it rains and the disease will do the same. Every day it rains and the disease will do the same. I'm your host, Son 752, aka Omar with the rrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrr, well, then you just say Omar with the Arts of Daily. Go get a business show all up in your area. And tonight we are talking about, on this Flashback Friday, thank God it's Friday, the 4th of December, we are talking about when they don't have no problem leaving work for you to do. Somebody spilled something, didn't clean it up, they left work for you to do. Yo, somebody didn't wash the dishes, they left work for you to do. Hey, yo, somebody didn't finish off their paperwork, they left work for you to do. Hey, somebody didn't do what the fuck they was supposed to do at work, and they had left the work for you. Are you mad? Are you pissed? Do you feel like you got this? Are they disrespecting? Do you understand? Is it connecting? Yo, is this something that makes you mad? Are you mad at the motherfucker? And you're doing bad, huh? YF Books is all up in the house. Is that money? Is that what's going on? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah. You'll regret it. You'll regret what you said. You remember that? Remember Yvette's Revenge? Wait. No, it was something like that. He says you hated the song Dear Yvette. Remember, Yvette Money from Philly made an answer to that song. You'll regret it. What you said, you said it. All right. So that's what we're talking about tonight, y'all. When somebody doesn't have no problem. When somebody don't have no problem leaving work for you to do. When somebody don't have no problem leaving work for you to do, it can be very disconcerting. It might be something that really gets under your skin. This might be a topic that might start making some of y'all mad immediately. Like, yo, I'm feeling some kind of way about this topic, son. That shit just happened to me today. Yo, I lent such and such my car and shit. You know what I mean? I lent them the car with three quarters of gas in the tank. They brought my shit back on E. And I mean, I don't mean the regular E. I don't mean like the quarter tank, eighth of tank E. I mean, that shit was like E. That shit was like it was like E for everything. E for empty. They left work for you to do. They might have left work for you. They may have left work for you to not only put gas in the tank, but for you to push the car, call AAA, you know what I'm saying? Hail down a cab, call for help. It ain't cool, son. Because all you have to do is open up your mouth or take or be considerate enough to go ahead and do what you're supposed to do, kid. You do what you're supposed to do, kid. They knew that you had a slow leak in your tire. And you was already low. They took your car, brought the shit back. Your tire, you ain't even going to be able to get to the damn gas station with that shit to fill it back up. So you can go get it patched. So you can go get it plugged. So you can go get it fixed. So you can go get it replaced. You left on the side of the road. They left that for you, son. They ain't saying nothing. Is it that they didn't know? I don't think so. Because you know when your tire is low, it has an effect on your acceleration. So you pressing on the gas and you ain't going as fast as you supposed to be. Not only that, if it's really low, you hear that. And then people walk, I'm riding by you like, yo. When they don't have no problem leaving work for you, TK Wright says, I just had this convo and the other people all said that it was 2 weeks ago. I'm trying to tell you, Thanksgiving was not last week. I don't care what you say. I don't care what they say. I don't care what your mama say. It wasn't. It's no way. It had to be 2 weeks ago. Because how could last week on Thursday, how could it be the 26th, but it's already the 4th? That's 10 days, son. How you do that? How you do that? That ain't the right count. So I'm part of the you know, they speeding up time. You know, daylight savings time ain't right. It be getting dark at like 3:30 and shit. I'm like, yo, I mean, can we get some light? Can we get some light? I mean, I'm serious. I mean, you got to be to work at 7 o'clock. It still ain't all the way light at 7 o'clock. And then you get home at 4 o'clock. And you say, like, don't let the sun go down on me. Don't let the sun go down on me. What the fuck is going on, son? Hey, yo, for Raph. Hey, yo, Joe, chill. Chill, son. Hey, yeah, you get it, you get it, right? Yeah, me, Daddy, son, soon be like, yo, if you can sing, you can pet me. You can be, you sound like, she must have been saying, yo, you sound like a cat meat, son. Me. Yeah. Yo, she's feeling it. She was feeling it. All right. Cherry says, I don't know, time is feeling crazy. I'm just meeting people, and it felt like I've known them longer. Mm-hmm. But see, you got to watch out for that, Cherry, because you mess around and do something that you ain't had no business doing. Just because it felt like you knew him longer. And I don't mean having sex with him, because you can get that out of the way the first night. But I mean like making promises to do shit that you don't really want to do. Obligating yourself, you know what I'm saying? You know, that kind of thing. Putting yourself in a position for somebody to leave work for you. This ain't your job, sir. This ain't your job. YS Book says, your title has a typo. Thought I would let you know since you're always talking about our typing skills. Let me see. Y'all typing skills are not in question. What it is y'all grammatical. It's the grammatical errors. Let me see. When they ain't got no problem leaving work for you. I don't see it. I don't see the problem in the title. Is it my usage of the word ain't? Because that's not a typo. When they ain't got, ain't go no problem. Thank you. Let me fix it over here on Blog Talk because I can fix it now. I'm going to fix that right now, son. Blow. I appreciate that, actually. See, I ain't like y'all. I don't get all bent out of shape when I make a mistake, you know what I mean, in grammar. Y'all be all like, but I thought I was perfect. I was English excellent. I got put in the top English class when I went to college. A lot of them niggas was in remedial English. They was like in English 1. I was in English 102. See, at Penn State, you had English 100, and then you had English 102. That was for advanced writers. So, you know, when you have to take that entrance exam, when you already got into the college, it's the placement exam. So they can find out if you got here the right way or if somehow your school was on some bullshit. So you finished at the top of your class, even though you was kind of dumb. Okay. Cherry says, YS Books, I saw it too. Meaning also, okay. All right. I see y'all. I see what we doing tonight. I ain't got no problem with it. Let's have at it. Carol Chamber, let me. Favorita is all up in the place. I'm so glad to see ya. My brother from another North Hill. Thanks for coming on through. I know that. Keep it bad. Keep it bad. Yo, some of these cats ain't bad, son. What up, lovely E? My girl, Erica. What up, lovely E? Good to see me some you. Thanks for coming on through. You know how we do. It was your birthday last week. I'll say I'm glad to see you here, you know, healthy another day. That's word, because I know you work in them hospitals, you know. So I need you to keep you. Make sure you be real careful up in them health facilities, because it's a whole lot of COVID up in there. And I don't want to see you having no COVID. Last thing we need is another person with that COVID.
Why his book says he had it coming.
So, yo, every time I make a mistake, make sure you put you point it out. See, I ain't gonna get mad. I ain't mad. Yo, I ain't mad. Hey, yo, sir, I ain't mad. What the fuck is this? So, Pete Gang.
Okay. TK writes off of something. Yes, you do get bent out of shape. That's why you shot her down before fully comprehending what she was saying.
Because I couldn't see it. But I ain't bent out of shape about it. I'm a punctuation panther, baby. Listen, TK Wright, be careful because you know you're going to fuck up on one of these comments. You might just want to chill in the background like, I already said my piece for the rest of the show. I don't care what he say for the rest of the show. I don't care how it hit me. I'm not saying nothing else. This is what I need y'all to do. I need y'all to hit that like button. Hit the like button. Share the show. Y'all know I'm in Facebook jail. Y'all know I'm all up in that jail. And I need y'all to subscribe to the channel. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, it's the Daily Go Get a Business Show. I'm your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the R. And this is the Punctuation Panther series. Tonight we're talking about when they leave work, they don't have no problem leaving work for you. So everybody who's ever worked on a job that has multiple shifts on the job has probably had something to say about each shift that comes in, especially if it's one of those jobs that has three shifts. So they're open like 24 hours a day. So, you know, three shifts of 8 hours, we're talking about 24 hours. So the first shift may claim that the third shift, the night shift, they don't do nothing all night but hide. If you come in here, you're going to find them sleeping. You find all kinds of blankets, of day beds, pillows, blankets, sheets, things like that. Because they don't do nothing but skate and sleep all night long, and they don't do no work. So why is it that when the first shift comes in the morning, all of the bathrooms, everything is all messed up? You know why? Because the third shift don't do shit. They're no good. They're no good. And the second shift might say, yo, the first shift, lazy as shit. They don't do nothing. They don't do nothing. They supervise the manager, whatever. Don't make them do nothing. All they do is leave work for us to do. It's a pain in the ass. The shit ain't right. All of them need to be fired. Damn, I missed. You're going to die. Damn, I missed again. And then the third shift comes in. Like, yo, the second shift, them bastards is lazy as shit. I wish I could. I want to transfer to the second shift so I don't have to do nothing either. Yeah, each shift is blaming the last shift, the previous shift, for not doing shit, leaving work for them, leaving work behind for them. It's true sometimes, and then it's totally untrue a lot of the time. Why is Book talking about some? He was like that in grade school, y'all. No, I wasn't. You don't remember? You was wondering how you remember me and how I remember you. It's all good though. That's right, Emily says, y'all stop coming for my boss. That's right, knock him out the box, Rick. Knock him out, Rick. Good to see y'all, man. D Hudson. My man, D Hudson, what's going on? Shirley Cheryl brother. Yo. Thanks for coming through, man. Appreciate me some you. That's my word. So yeah, when they ain't got no problem leaving work behind for you to do. So It's a phenomenon, and a lot of times there is some truth to it. Very rarely is there 100% truth to it, because every shift has people on it that are lazy, that don't pull their weight, and that's a way of leaving work for your coworkers to do. That's not good teamwork. If you're the type of person that go to work and don't pull your weight, don't do shit or whatever, it makes your whole shift look bad, and somebody might have to pick up your slack. This is bigger than you just getting fired. Many of y'all are on jobs where it's hard to fire y'all, because you may not get written up for the shit that you do. You do just enough not to get written up, but you never do a lot, or you never do enough so that you could be looked at as an exceptional worker, or somebody that at least just makes sure that they put in their fair share. That ain't you. TK Wright says, I know that I may make a mistake, and what's this? I'll be there to point your grammatical errors out on you, and I'll be there. I'm going to point out them mistakes, punctuation too. Oh, here go Carol. Why is the T missing from your title and the word got? Okay. You know what? Fix this shit right now. What about that? Fix this shit right now, son. You know what I mean? This ain't in front of me. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? I'm in front of me, son. Hey, yo, for real. You know, y'all gonna delay me from getting into the topic? I'm gonna show you all y'all. Because I'm dope. Real dope, you know what I'm saying? All right, here we go. You know what I'm saying? Watch what I do. Watch what I do, son. Yeah. Watch what I do. Fix all y'all. For real. Word month. For real. Mm-hmm. Fix that shit. Boom. Fixed it. Boom. What's up now? I fixed that joint. If you refresh the joint, you gonna see I fixed it. What's up now? My brother Ansel Jones is all up in the house. What's going on, my brother Ansel Jones? Emily Dunlap says, no, it still said a fly in the crib in December. We've had some warm days, huh? I know. Emily tells some of some lies, all lies. I work third and I work. It ain't all lies. I know damn well that you know some people on third that slept they ass off. And sometimes I bet you it was you. Don't lie to me. Pinky me. Pinky swear me. Pinky bet me. Because I know. I seen it. I worked on third shift too. And none of them motherfuckers work all night long. They come in. Some of them come in from work. Instead of getting the proper rest that they're going to need to work all night, they come in from drinking, going to the movies, nights on the town, you know what I mean? Family functions and shit. It's like they come in like, I'm going to get me some rest, and I'm going to get it now. Now, Makosa, now. My man Chris Batson on the Instagram side, on the IG side. What's going on? What's going on, my G? Good to see me some you. That's my word. I tell some of some bugs life matter. Not to me, they don't. I will swat, stomp, squish. You know what I mean? They gotta go. TK right talking about some shamble. Grow up, man. Get recent. You got to get recent. That's what Jones said. They feel comfortable doing the least amount of work. Come in late, leave early. It happens all the time. Yo, they don't have no problem. Like I still said, they feel comfortable doing the least amount of work and come in late, leave early. Cats do this shit all the time. And when you're dealing with union cats, because they know, you know, as far as them doing wrong, they know the union handbook in and out. As far as what they supposed to do, oh, no, I ain't got to do that. But anyway, cats will sleep on the job. Cats will slack off on their work. You know what I'm saying? And be like, the next shift can take care of that shit. They don't do nothing anyway. That's always their justification. The next shift, they don't do shit anyway. They need to have some shit to do. They don't have no problem leaving work for you. But how do you feel about it personally? Good looking out, Chris. How do you feel about it personally? When somebody leaves work for you to do you feel disrespected? Do you feel like somebody is totally disregarding, you know, the way that you feel or your efforts or whatever? Or are they just lazy? I mean, how many mothers have complained about their kids leaving shit, you know, leaving dishes on the table, you know, cereal. Don't eat all the cereal or eat all of the cereal. Leave the milk in the bowl. Leave a bowl on the table. That kind of shit. Many, many people have kids that start taking off their shit as soon as they come in the house, run upstairs to play the game or whatever they do. Coat on the floor, hat, boots, scarves, everything on the floor, gloves on the floor. You come there and say, like, what the fuck is this? Really? Yo, what do y'all think this is? What y'all think, I'm Hazel to May? You think I'm Hazel to May? Pick this shit the fuck up. All right, let's get into it. How many of y'all have had your ass whooped 2 o'clock in the morning because you ain't washed the dishes before you went to bed like you was supposed to? I mean, you can tell us it happened. It happened. How many of y'all got woke up in the middle of the night with an ass whooping over some chores that you left that you know you was supposed to do in the middle of the night? And this might not even be your first ass whooping over that. But I'll tell you this, waking up to an ass whooping ain't really no fun, because some of y'all parents, y'all don't even be aiming for the ass. When you get woke up out of bed with an ass whooping, your parents are not really going for the ass. They just whooping. They whooping heads. They whooping shoulders. They whooping ass. They whooping the bottom of your feet. You know what I'm saying? It's just, get the fuck up. Get your ass the fuck up. I told you, yo, why are those dishes in the sink? Mom, I'm sorry. Dad, I'm sorry. What's that? What I do? You know what the fuck you did? It happens, though. Charlene Curry. What's going on, Charlene? How you feeling, Charlene? Good to see you. So, yeah, what's going on, bye? Yes, good look. Oh, Chris Badger says, laughing my fucking ass off. I tell my wife about that issue. She says, I was traumatized. I said, nah, I was disciplined. hey, You don't want to do what you're supposed to do? Okay. A little corporate punishment will probably stick in your mind. Because I don't care who you are. None of y'all was built with a suit of honor. I mean, of armor. So nobody wants to get woken up out of bed with an ass whooping. It's bad enough you might not have been having a good dream as it was. But then when you wake up to an ass whooping, that's pretty much a nightmare. And it's not something that you want to happen again. And it's not something that you'll forget this time. So you know how when you in your young rebellious stage and you talking about what you ain't gonna do and how you ain't gonna be and how somebody ain't your boss and they can't blah blah blah. Okay. Well, nothing snaps you back into the reality of your existence like getting your head, ass, neck, palms of your hands, bottom of your feet whooped up on 3 o'clock in the morning, and you got to get up at 5 to get your ass to school at 7. Because you might not even be the type that's swift in the morning. You know what I mean? You a slow poke in the morning. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So your kids will, and don't get me wrong, I'm not advocating that whooping your kids' ass shit in the middle of the night. I do believe that every child does something somewhere during the time between birth and adulthood that warrants them having an ass whooping. No child should ever believe that their parents will not do anything no matter what they do. That's a safe place to be. It's not. You got to get checked at least once. You do. No abuse, but you got to get checked. You got sometimes, you know, like these boys start getting... They start getting of age. They start, you know, having sex and all of that. They start feeling themselves like, shit, I'm selling a little bit of weed, too. You know what I mean? You know, kids really be thinking they doing something. They really be thinking they doing something. So you might have to hem them motherfuckers up. They start to get tall, taller than you and all of that, but they ain't strong as you. They think they are, but they not. So you might have to doof right up against the wall. Grab that ass, grab them shoulders, or get enough of that shirt, put their ass, nail them right to the wall. Boom! Because nothing. What the hell is flying? What the fuck is that? Oh, shit. Me, Link. Boom! Nothing brings you back to the reality of your testosterone male having, you know, humble self. Like when your back gets thrown up against the wall and your dad is all up in your chest and he's not fucking around this time. All the threatening that he was doing is actually coming true. And, you know, this motherfucker is a lot stronger than I thought. Like, I'm running ball, I'm lifting weights and all of this shit. This nigga is strong as fuck. And he's scary. Look at his eyes. Yeah. So anyway, when they leave work for you to do, because it might piss you off. It might be that, you know, when people leave shit for you to do, it's like, it's really just like a sign of disrespect. Like, who is you not to do this? I might not be your boss, but I got some work for you to do. Here. Some people might not like it. Sharif, he don't like it. Rock the Casbah. Rock the Casbah. All right. Emily says, to be honest, I effed up some breaks many nights because I was sleepy on third. What do you mean effed up some breaks? Car breaks? Because that's how you spell break. Do you mean your break, like your lunch break? Or your 15, your 2 15-minute breaks? Like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? I'm a little lost on that one. Okay. Ansel Jones says, energy efficient coworkers. Emily says, I wasn't whooped, but I did get woke up. Well, you was lucky as fuck. You had some nice parents. Because for a parent to wake you up at 2, 3 in the morning, to nicely walk you into the kitchen to point out these dishes that you ain't washed. I heard about some of my suburban brethren getting woke up 2, 3 in the morning to go cut the grass. Yeah. Yeah. To cut the grass 3 o'clock in the morning. They were supposed to have cut the grass 3 o'clock in the afternoon. But they got a little lazy. They got a little busy. I'll do that shit tomorrow. Well, Daddy didn't see it that way. Now, the question is, how did it take your parents 2, 3 in the morning to wake you up? Like, didn't they discover this shit 10, 11 at night? Did they see the shit around 9, 10, 11, even midnight, but said, nah. Let me let them really get into it. 2, 3 in the morning. I mean, I know I'm not the only one who wondered about that. Like, how? Why at this time, Dad? Yo, Mom. What's going on? What are you doing? For real. Word mother for bread. Cash Amos says, hey, he be sleepwhooping. Oh, man. I said, Joseph, people go to work for attendance. Shit. So he'll say, waiting until after sleeping never happened. How about the I better get a call at work? Oh, I better get a call at work story. Oh. So what you saying, like your mom or your dad worked at night and you was home by yourself, supposed to be holding it down. So you supposed to check in, and you didn't check in. So for all they know, something could have happened to you at the crib, or you could have been at the crib doing something you ain't had no business doing. Okay. Let me know. Oh, you cleared it up. You said, I better not get a call at work. I better not get a call at work. Shout out to the people at work that got more duties at home to do while they at work than when they at work. Shout out to the loud ass bastards that work at jobs where everybody on the job know their whole family business. They know who's zooming who fucking who. Who didn't do this fair? Who stole money from who? Who came over the crib? Yeah, before the cell phone days, having to call your mom or your dad job. Hello. Can I speak to Barry Thompson? Or some of your kids who wasn't even taught phone etiquette. Hello, can I speak to my dad? I'm sorry, little girl. Who is your father? Oh, Barry Thompson. Or first, Barry. Barry Thompson. Can I speak to my dad, please? Okay. Excuse me. Barry Thompson. Your daughter's on the phone. Please, you know, you have a call, your daughter's on the phone. Dad, such and such ate all the cereal, and they not listening to what I say. You left me in charge, Dad, and they running around here. Such and such peed on the floor. They don't want to clean it up, and they broke, Dad, they broke the lamp. I know. Listen, I know you told me not to call your work, but I didn't want you to come home and think that somebody who didn't break the lamp broke the lamp, but... Karen broke the lamp. Karen broke the lamp, and Tariq was the one that he the real reason that she broke it. And they not listening. They not. I'm in charge, and they not listening, Dad. Mom. Narcissus says, waiting until after sleeping never happened. How about the, I bet, okay, my bad. I'm reading that again. Okay. Charlene Curry says, I've had plenty of ass whoopings and given some. Oh, you did mean car brakes. Okay. All right, Emily. Carol said, nothing like working in a bar and the night shift doesn't wash the glass. The night shift doesn't wash the glasses along with everything else. You know them bartenders, barmaids, or whatever. They getting people buying drinks for them and shit. So they half-ass high or fully drunk when they leave. They not cleaning up shit before they leave that bar. They figure, I ain't coming back in until 7 o'clock tomorrow night anyway. Well, really, it's the same day because it's like 2 or 3 in the morning. Yeah. You got to come in if you work the bar in the day shift. You know, working the bar in the day shift is already a thankless shift because you don't make as much money. Day drinkers just don't drink and pay as much as night drinkers. I mean, you do have day drinkers, don't get me wrong, but not like the night. The nighttime just makes people spend more money. Cherry says, that sounds like Nancy. That's my mother. She was good for waking somebody up in the middle of the night. I swear she was a vampire, didn't sleep. Carol talking about something. She a snitch. Cause she was supposed to be in charge. You know, it was a big thing when you was a kid. And he was like, so I'm in charge? Like, that means you get to tell all your little brothers and sisters and all your cousins, you know, what to do. You in charge. I'm in charge of y'all. Y'all better listen. I'm in charge of y'all. Y'all better listen. We watching Star Trek tonight. I don't want to watch that bullshit. It's corny. You cussing? Oh, you cussing? I'm telling. Soon as mommy gets home, I'm telling on you. You shouldn't did that shit that you do. I'm telling. I'm telling on you, I'm telling on them, y'all not my friend. I'm telling on you. I'm telling on you. I'm gonna tell it all, and I ain't gonna be through. If y'all don't wanna tell me, and y'all don't wanna me to whoop your ass, y'all better come up off of that channel and also give me a little catch up. Give me the candy money, or I'm going to take that shit from you because I'm bigger than y'all and I'm in charge, motherfucker. Naruto says, okay. Okay. All right, Charmaine. I'll take care of it when I get home. But the problem is, they called another 3 or 4 times. You on blast at work. Narcio says, that will be the last petty phone call.
I don't know, son.
So, yeah, when they leave work for you to do, when they don't have no problem leaving work for you to do, that, like, it really is an ill situation. It's L, yeah, you know I mean? It's L. But how many of y'all have had to put up with somebody leaving clothes for you to wash? How many times have you had to fill up water jugs that somebody drunk down just enough to give you about a half a glass of water? They could have filled that shit up. They could at least put some more water, some more Kool-Aid, some more juice, whatever it was. They could have filled that up a little bit more. You ain't have to leave that shit like that, but they do it. And they leave it for you to do. Leaving dishes for you to wash. Drawers on the floor. Nasty ass junk. Know what I mean? Gotta clean up the, yo, how, yeah, I'm gonna tell you something. Me and my big sister used to live together. And I'm gonna tell you like this, living with Dita ain't really all that sweet like that. My big sister, I love her to death. Y'all know I do. But living with my big sister, it ain't really sweet like that. I tell you this, Dita is very clean. Very, very clean. And I wasn't. Not like that. Like, it's my crib. Do what the fuck I want to do. But for a little while, we was living together. Now, Dita has this thing about a clean tub. She don't play that ring around the tub and all of that shit. She's very anal about that. So I had to go to work early in the morning. This was 1991. Because this will happen. In 1991, spring of 1991, I went up to Penn State, the main campus. So I didn't want to give up my apartment. Originally, I was like, all right, I'm going to give up my apartment and move back in with my mom until I finish these 2 years of main campus. And then whatever happens after that happens with that. Dita was like, no, don't do that. Oh, you going to give your place up. Don't do that. This is what I'll do. I'll move in the place before you go up school. That way, I'll hold your place in your place. And so when you come home, you ain't got to go back to mommy crib. You come back to your crib. It'll just be me and you. Just me and you. Oh, baby. I was like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about, big sis. So when I come home that summer, 1991, here I am, 20 years old, just about to turn 21. I'm young. I'm wild as hell. I'm drinking every day. She drank too. We would drink together. We drink apart. But I was wild. And I was, you know, she had to go to work in the day and all that kind of shit. Not me. I'm home. I had to work. I had to go to school. I came home. I went to summer school and worked at the Federal Reserve Bank. So I ain't really have to get up early. So I leave the crib. I go ahead and take a bath. We didn't have no shower. So I would take the bath. Before I would get in the fucking tub, Dita would take her bath first and leave Comet all around the fucking tub. She didn't clean the shit out. She didn't clean the shit out after she got out the tub. She put the Comet in there so I couldn't take a bath without cleaning the tub first. Now, in my mind, I'm thinking, like, hold the fuck up. So you took a bath and left a ring or whatever for me to clean. But trust me, we was going at it. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You out of your fucking mind? I got to get the fuck on up out of here. Well, you shouldn't have woke up late to the point where you couldn't clean it. And I ain't trying to hear that shit. First of all, this is my fucking apartment. You can get the fuck. Yo, it was crazy. You know what I mean? But she stopped doing that. Because it was getting ugly. Like, yo, you know what I mean? Like, I'm already rushing. Like, oh, I got to hurry up. All right, I'm going to take my bath. I was going to the bath. I'm brushing my teeth and shit. You know what I mean? I turned on the water. What the But that's how it be. And that's how it was. That's how it was. Carol Chamberlain says, ice trays. Ugh! I don't know what compels a person to use all of the ice, all of it. Not one cube left. You know, this is back in the ice tray days. You know, all y'all uppity-ass black people, you know, with y'all little stainless steel side-by-side refrigerators in your ice makers and your, you know, not just regular ice makers, you know, the cubes, the Crush, the water dispenser, you know, like, and now, and some of y'all got the internet on your refrigerators. Y'all really taking it too far. But there was a time when refrigerators didn't do all of that, not the ones you had. So you had to cold get ice out of the ice trays. And these were aluminum ice trays, you know, with the handle. That's how you broke the ice, separated the ice. So you would fill up the ice trays, the aluminum ice trays. Y'all know how much aluminum poisoning that we have now over that shit. Anyway, we ain't know. So aluminum ice trays, we filling them bitches up. Push down the handle. Break up the ice. Fill up your glass. Have a nice cool drink. But for some reason, you couldn't walk your ass 3 feet over to the sink and fill up the ice trays. Something told you, I'll do it later. Put the tray back up in the jar, up in the freezer. Empty as fuck. There ain't even no ice shavings in that moment. Whoever come behind you, if they thirsty, they just going to be mad. I hope that the whatever beverage you have in the refrigerator is cold enough. I hope it's cold enough, because yeah. DK, right? Mad about the ice trays thing? Yeah. Carol says, I still have ice trays, sir. Well, they better not be aluminum, because if they are, you over there killing yourself, and I'm gonna kill you first. You know what I mean? Enough is enough. So you better have a plastic ice tray. Not that plastic is that much better, but it is better than that aluminum. That aluminum was a killer. Remember, but they had the handle, Carol. Yes, they had the handle. Who thought of that contraption anyway? He said, like, you know, we're going to make it so you push down the handle and then it spreads, you know. How about you stop yelling? 3 exclamation points after you say no, they are not. Oh, God. I don't know why you still got ice trays with your little stainless steel side-by-side refrigerator. I guess you just, some things you just do for nostalgia, huh? How cute. Carol says, yes, I had them growing up. Let me ask you this, Carol. This is Flashback Friday and everything. Did you have the ice crusher that you mounted on a piece of wood somewhere in the kitchen? And you had the, you put the ice that was ice cubes from the ice tray, and you put it in the ice crusher. It was a little container, maybe like half of this. And you put the cubes in, close the top, and then you it was like a wheel in there that cut the ice up so you could have crushed ice. So you put your cup under the ice crusher, and you just... Kids today will never see no shit like that. They don't know nothing about that. Nothing. What you know? Carol says, I have a plain white fridge, okay? We've had this conversation before. If you have a plain white fridge, you... Okay. Carol says, don't make her type in all caps. Carol says, yep, made my own ice cones and added Kool-Aid. Well, that was very ingenious of you. Creative. How cool. You are the epitome of cool. Yeah, the epitome. But yeah, when people just leave work for you to do, man. So even if you had that ice crusher that I was talking about, that shit still, it would be dripping. You wipe that shit out in the bottom when you finish. But did people do that? Nope. But you might have started doing it after your mom whooped your ass for the crushed ice or all that water that was on her floor. You know, parents was petty back in the day. You get an ass whooping for some small stuff. I mean, it seemed very insignificant to us, but evidently it was a big part of our parents' pet peeves. Hmm. But yeah, so whether it's at work, whether it's at home, somebody leaving work for you to do, it can just get on your nerves. So these are some of the things that make people feel undervalued in a marriage and things like that. Have any of y'all ever been in a situation where y'all had to share a car? When you share a car, there's no way you're going to be happy about that situation. Everybody should have their own car. Because there's no way that people will be totally considerate of a car that you own that they use. Because they're going to rationalize somewhere along the line that they put gas in the tank, so they own the car. I don't know where people get that shit from, but they honestly believe that because they put gas in your car, they paying your car note. They're making a viable contribution. Now, they using most of the gas that they buy, but they honestly believe that, yeah, that's my car. I put gas in it. You only pay like $400 a month for the car, and I fill the car up like every week, and that's $50 or more. So 50 times 4, that's a month, and that's $200. So, and sometimes $200 and change. So I pay that note. I pay half of your note. Like, no, the note is $400. Like, I got to pay the note and gas. Yeah, but I'll be putting the gas in. You don't pay for the gas for when I drive it, though. Yeah, but I pay for what I use. Yeah, and that's why you don't own the car. The car is mine. It could be anything. Putting the seat all the way up if you're short. Putting the seat all the way back if you're tall. Not restoring the seat to where it used to be. Ramona Piccolo! Yeah, what up, Ramona Piccolo? Ooh, 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 ooh. Ramona Piccolo, no, 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 no. Oh, 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 oh. Ramona, 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 and that was crushed ice. Now, that was about the realest thing. That's about the realest shit that I've heard all day. I want to thank you. If I had gifts to give away on this show, I would give you, I would send that, because that's rev. That's rev. And you had to find a bag that wasn't going to get fucked up when you threw it up against the wall. But I don't know. Evidently, for a long time, crushed ice has been like a thing. We've had this thing about crushed ice. It's a thing. Like, regular ice, you know, it is what it is. But this crushed ice thing, I don't know. It seems like if you put crush on the front of a bunch of things, it automatically increases in value. Crushed ice. Crushed linen. What is crushed linen? Look, I've been using that term for years. And let me tell it, I wore crushed linen. What the hell is crushed linen? What is crushed linen?
According to Neptune, a little crush. The former is essentially to reduce the likelihood of linen shrinking, and the latter is as it sounds. The cloth is tumbled with stones in a large washing machine to stretch and soften the fibers.
Crushed linen. It's the cold crush. It's the cold crush. Yo, that shit was crushed, right? That shit was crushed. Crush ice, crush lid, and cold crush. You know what I'm saying? Yes, it's crush ice. This is crush. Carol Chamberlain says, leave the car with no gas, get tickets, car breaks down when they use it and don't pay. Let's talk about something else. Yo, Carol, yo. That's why you should never share a car. Don't share a car. People will share their car and really believe in their heart of hearts that it's going to be all right. You have to discipline somebody to take care of your car. They're not going to take care of your car the way you want it to be taken care of. Even if you're sloppy with your car, they're not going to be sloppy in the way that you need to be sloppy. Now, you know, a car is a very personal item. So you notice when certain things have been moved around in your car. I used to keep a lot of change in the ashtray of cars that I had. And one time I was dealing with a coworker who was a crackhead. I got out of my car to do something, and when I came back, all the change was gone in my ashtray. So, this nigga, may he rest in peace. May he rest in peace. Romeo Nelson. I got in the car. Looked at my ashtray light. I said, "Yo, hey, yo, put my change back in my ashtray." He said, "Are you saying that you need some change in your ashtray?" See, crackheads, I gotta be thankful for what they taught me. You know, they taught me what people say when they steal. They taught me how people set you up to look like you was an accomplice to a theft. This nigga looked me dead in my eye and said, "You saying that you want me to put some change in your ashtray?" I said, "No. What I'm saying is put my motherfucking change that was just in the ashtray. When me and you was riding in this car, you the only one that been in my car, and it was here before I got out of the car to do something. Put it back now." He said, "Oh." Reached right in his pocket. It was a bunch of change. I said, "All of it." He said, I wasn't even mad that time. Now, when I was younger and I first got, you know, I'm ready to, you know, cut somebody's hands off for stealing and for lying. Like, I'm a dickhead. But, yeah, may he rest in peace. He was a hell of an electrician, man. He was a hell of an electrician. But all the crackheads I rode with knew, helped out, helped me. They taught me some shit. Narciso says, "Dad, me, and my younger brother." Oh, "Dad, me, and my younger brother to mow the lawn. With the backyard being more, I did it. My brother refused to do the front. All I remember is it wasn't asked who did what when the front wasn't done." Oh, your dad told me you and your younger brother to work. Why do kids refuse to do shit that they know they're going to get an ass whooping for? Why? Why? But we just do. I don't know what it is. We just do. I don't know, man. Carol Chamberlain says, "Don't drive my car unless you can pay for any damages or it's on." You got to chill.
That's right, Ramona Piccolo, Fresh Velvet.
Fresh Velvet. It's velvet. It's velvet. Crush Velvet. Yeah. Crush, 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 crush. Crush, 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 crush.
Is this the thing? Crush leather? We need some crush leather. We need some crush leather. Somebody invent crush leather. I'm gonna come out with crush females. Yo, we gonna go get some crush O's tonight. Mm-mm. These wrinkle-free hoes we gonna go get tonight, son. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They wrinkle-free. Crush! Crush! We about to get on out of here in a minute. I'm actually having some fun tonight, though. I'm actually having some... Yeah, guys. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But yeah, man, bottom line is you're going to feel some kind of way when somebody just leaves work for you to do. They just showing total disregard for what effort that you have to put in, for what they have to put in, for whose job is whose. And it's just not a good look, man. This shit is ugly. And it can get nasty. Real nasty, you know what I'm saying? It's not a good look. But people will try you. People will try you. And it's not until you start really getting in their world that they'll cool all that bullshit out. And sometimes you may have to get physical. And that's when everybody seems to understand. People may not understand how you feel or how something makes you feel or what gets under your skin. But they understand getting hemmed up against the wall. You know what I mean? With your hands around their neck, talking about I'm gonna choke this, keep playing with me. It's kind of funny how people don't really know that they playing with you, or that they've been playing with you. They don't seem to understand that they've been playing with you until you hem them up against the wall. I told you stop fucking playing with me. I told you stop fucking playing with me. And then all of a sudden, they seem to understand pretty well. You know what, Omar? I've decided to stop playing with you. I'm going to stop playing with you. I'm going to stop playing with you. I think that's what I've decided to do. I see that you are worthy of respect. And when you had your hands around my neck, I knew that you was going to squeeze hard. Oh, God, don't let this nigga kill me right here. He put my guard up. I was just trying to be a little lazy. I didn't know this motherfucker was half-ass crazy. And he's about to take all of my life, and that shit ain't cool. I got kids and a wife. I ain't really mean to diss the boy. What the fuck is going on? Why you doing to me that for? It's going to be your bride, your guy, your take this nigga kid with me to die. I mean to do that, for real. I mean to be frightened. I mean to do that. I'm just a man. I'm just a woman. I'm doing what I can. I'm just, yeah, all I need is one more chance. And yo, nigga, give me one more chance. That's what I'm talking about. I'll give it one more chance. And don't kill me right now. Give it one more chance. Don't take me out. I'm just trying to chill. I ain't really trying to clout chase. I ain't trying to do nothing. Just please erase all the bad that I've done. I'm just having some fun. I just wanted to have some fun. I ain't mean to do that shit, but for real, do a chill, man. Put the gun away. Go do the shit today. Nigga, told you stop fucking playing with me. What's up with that crush soda? Orange, baby! Orange crush soda! Shit good, motherfucker. She was better than Sun Kiss. I don't know what you thought about it. She was good, motherfucker. She was good. TK Wright says, dudes are already dealing with crush females because the last man left work for you to do. Yeah, you got Chad. You got Chad, Sai. You got Chad.
No, it still says a roommate story. Guess why the electric was cut off, even though I paid my portion. Oh. 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 And you know what, Nars? The most fucked up part about that is you gotta be the one to get it turned back on. You gotta make the phone call. They don't have no administrative skills. You gotta find the number. You gotta make the deal. You gotta make the paying arrangements. You gotta beg them, please, can y'all just turn it back on? I promise I come through with the balance. I ain't trying to make no noise. I ain't trying to come against you. I ain't trying to really challenge. I ain't trying to do nothing but have some lights on. I don't want to have these candles. I got a lot on my mind, and I got a lot going on, way more that I can handle. Please turn my lights on. 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 No, I got this girl coming over, y'all. Yeah. Yeah. You ever do that? You ever do that shit? You ever be expecting company and you came home to your utilities being cut off? That ever happened to you? Ever happened? Might be too late for you to it might be too late for you to get rid of that date. Your lights cut off. You can't even call them. You can't even call them and tell them not to come. It's just birthday shout out that. And yeah, leaving work for you to do the side. Shit ain't cool, baby. It ain't cool. It's not cool. Yeah. It really ain't either. It really ain't. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. December 4th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-E-C-I-A-L. They are S-E-C-I-A-L. They are. Number one out the box, Miltrine Newell, turning 62 years old today. Happy birthday to you, Miltrine. And also Rhonda Finch, turning 49 years old today, and she's raising money for the St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. Happy birthday. And Elmita Gellemet, turning 31 years old today. Happy birthday to you. And go get a Dion Renee Lewis. Happy birthday to you, Dion Renee Lewis. And also my girl, Loving It Locked, Danetta. Danetta, Loving It Locked, turning 55 years old today. She posts a lot of pictures on Instagram. When she say she loving her hair locked, she ain't playing. Happy birthday to you, Deuce Nichols. And Ginger Ormond Jones, happy birthday to you. And Noreen Joseph Eddie-Ean, turning 56 years old today. And last but not least, the songbird from the 70s, Lady G. Happy birthday to you, Lady G. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday with us. Glorious, glorious, glorious. Audience. December 4th, anywhere out there in the world. It's Jay-Z birthday today, by the way. Jay-Z. Glorious December 4th, anywhere out there in the world. Worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. Turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn, damn. To rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn thing. To do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. To do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen, son, yo, listen, my, hey, you gonna do this shit until it's done. When people leave work for you, and they don't have no problem leaving work for you, you may feel some kind of way about it. You have every right to feel any kind of way, any kind of way, every kind of way, some kind of way, your way, 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 way. But don't get too upset. Don't start tripping on nobody. You know, take a deep breath, because sometimes this little disrespect can take you to a whole place that you didn't want to be. And they don't deserve that level of attention from you to the point where they're making you act out of character or get into character that you would rather avoid. So be careful, man. You know what I mean? Don't let nobody raise your blood pressure. You know, you make sure that you only strike when it's necessary, when it's worth it, and when you'll be able to get away clean. You know, other than that, motherfuckers going to do what they do. If you got to go upside somebody's head, make it swift and painful to the point where they'll think twice about doing that shit again. Sometimes you got to act crazy on a nigga, son. Excuse me. You got to act crazy. Crazy. But it's going to be all right. Still, we rise. Everything is going to be y'all bright as it will. Make sure that y'all hit that like button, man. Let me see how y'all been doing with that. Y'all doing all right. We do a little better. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that you share the show. Make sure that you subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. We will be back tomorrow in the day at 11. Okay. 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm going to be all right, and so will you. You know how we are, and you know how we do. Woo. Narcel says they could still smoke a blunt, though. Yeah. So the lights got cut off, but they always got money for weed. Weed heads always seem to have money for weed. The bummiest niggas. I've seen homeless niggas rolling up. I'm like, you got money for weed? You out here living on the streets. It's cold out this bitch, but you got weed money? Let me find out the shelter giving out weed. GK Wright says, or a cell phone plan that was turned off because someone didn't pay their portion. Let's get out of here, man. Love is love. Get on up out of here. Blog Talk. I'm about to sign you out. I'll get back with you. And you know that's no time.